You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story that we stumbled across, what was this, Monday? And we've kind of been sitting on it because Jeremy and I were wondering if maybe this could be a bigger segment on our show. Mm-hmm. I think we touched on it briefly on the air, but let's remind people who didn't hear it. Carolina, and there was a woman who was out walking her dog. I mean, it's just a standard thing that people do, right? You go out and you walk your dog.
Yeah.
And she enough, and he stopped, you know, and said, "Can I pet your dog?" She said, "Sure," and blah, blah, blah. And they kind of chat for just a little bit. And then he asked if it would be all right if he could take a picture of the dog. So the woman said, "Yeah, that's fine." She didn't think much about it. So the guy took a picture of the dog. They said, you know, goodbye. They went on their merry ways. Just a few hours later, this woman gets a text message. And it turns out to be that same guy that she had encountered in the park with her dog.
What?
Who had petted her dog and taken the photo.
What? How weird.
And as you might imagine, Jer, she's confused.
Yeah, how did that happen?
That's exactly what she asked him. She's like,
I didn't give you my number.
How'd you get my number?
What the...
He says, "I got it off your dog's collar."
There it is. So the picture, he took the picture of the dog, zoomed in to the little, you know, tag shaped like a bone, of course.
Of course.
And it said Michelle on there with her number.
Anyway, she told the guy that that was creepy and she blocked him.
Hmm. You're creepy.
Now, there's other details to the story that I don't think are relevant to what we want to talk about.
That doesn't matter.
The other parts of it, they don't come into play here. So the question is simply, is she right that what he did was creepy? Now, on the surface, I think it was. On the surface.
Yeah, you text somebody, you have no idea who they are, and yeah, you got their phone number off a dog tag.
Right.
That's shady. But...
but...
kudos on his part.
I think it's at least creative. Now, look, just totally
creative.
Right up front, I'm not a woman. I don't have to live with some of the fear that they have to put up with.
Right.
And I get that, and I appreciate that.
Yep. She met this guy, and he came across friendly. I mean, you still don't know if he's a serial killer, but I mean,
but you never know.
You never know. But in general, super friendly. Dog lover, obviously out having doing exercise in the same area she is.
Yeah.
And automatically they have some things in common.
So for me, if she says, "Listen, I think this is crossing the line, please don't ever call me again." If he says, "Look, I'm so sorry, I'll never do it again," and he goes away, then I don't think it's creepy.
Yeah.
Where it becomes a problem is if she says, "I'm not interested in this," and he continues to bother her.
Absolutely.
Then the dude needs to be put away.
I would really like to see the actual text that he sent, you know, and see kind of how he laid it out, too, because there's something with the presentation of this, too. Like, I would maybe instantly start with an apology. "I am so sorry. I know this is going to come across super weird.
I was too afraid to ask for your number.
I'm shy.
In the park.
I
was nervous.
I just found you intriguing. I would love to meet up with you in a public setting."
Just this week alone, it's only Wednesday. Just this week alone, we've had two, at least that I can remember off the top of my head for sure, messages from listeners that said, "How do you meet somebody?" Both of them women, by the way. "Where do I meet people? Where do I meet people?" Because we get that all the time. It's the number one question we get on our show.
Yeah.
Where do we meet people? Where do we meet people? And so there's obviously a desire for both men and women to meet other people. And everyone thinks that there has to be some set place. I always laugh and say, "Oh, you just go to aisle 11 at Walmart. That's where it's
that's where the singles are.
They're on the shelf right there." And that's a joking way of saying it's anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
And so if we're always hoping to be open to meeting to new people, then...
But
in
this,
a way, this is creepy, but it's also creative.
Yeah, because I can see the privacy aspect of this, too. Like, it's totally invasive that you took a picture of this dog, and then now you're stalking
because of this
picture. It's super invasive. But then you got to give this guy some credit. He had the cojones to say, "You know what? This might be creepy, but I'm just going to put myself out there and do this anyway. Why not?
What's the thing that used to be in like Westward and stuff like that? They called it misconnections, right?
Yeah, you can do that on Craigslist even, I believe.
Oh, Craigslist is full of creepiness.
That's where the creepiness is.
But I mean, the whole misconnection, if you have never in your life come across someone and then, you know, you guys went your separate ways and you didn't know either their name or where to reach them and it kind of bothered you for a while. If you've never had that happen to you, then you don't get this. But I have. Yeah. I mean, I have in my past had an encounter with someone and thought later, like, what an idiot. I didn't get her phone number or an email address or a card or anything. And there's no way that I'll ever run across this person again.
Yeah.
And it's not the end of the world, but at the same time, you're like, oh, why wasn't I a little bit more proactive in that moment?
Yeah, absolutely. And if this guy is completely innocent, like if I was this guy and I had this opportunity, the most innocent thing in my mind would be, I'm going to do this. And if I get a date out of this, who knows what it's going to turn into? This could be my future wife. And what an awesome story this is going to be.
Everyone
We're going to have the best
it.
Story.
Everybody at the wedding would talk about it.
Yes,
right?
That would As be something that you say at the wedding.
They'd say, you know, we wouldn't even be here today if Doug hadn't, you know,
sent
taken that
creepy
photo
text.
Of the dog. I think it all comes down to what happens next. Because if she's open to it, great. If she's not, then he needs to leave her alone. But
yeah.
I wish he had just asked her in the park.
Yeah. Do you want to take calls on this?
I really do.
Some other opinions.
I really do. Because my biggest fear is that we are going to get slammed by people and say, how can you possibly defend this guy? Well, we're trying to be as sensitive as we can.
That and yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I see people, like I said, we get emails every week from women saying, how do I meet a guy?
Yeah.
Or a woman. How do I meet somebody? A partner.
And I feel bad that we're instantly piling on saying this guy is creepy when it could be completely innocent. Just look, he's just looking for love. He just wants to snuggle.
Anyway, she told him that he was creepy and she blocked him and saying, we're talking about that. Before we go to the calls, I want to read this note from Kim. She goes, okay, what we have to keep in mind is that everyone's experiences are different. If this woman had never had a problem with a stalker or an aggressive ex or anything, she might be much more open to it. But if she's had any of these issues, then she's probably triggered by what this guy did and reacted like we normally would. It's an interesting question. I agree with Kim.
Yeah.
Right? If she's probably more likely, anybody would probably be more likely to be triggered if they'd had an experience in their past.
Absolutely.
That had been a frightening experience.
Oh, 100%. That's completely legit.
So, and one other thing that I'll throw in personally, I also think if this guy had done this 20 or 30 years ago, it might not be considered as creepy, but it would be today because I think.
Well, he would have actually had to go get the film developed and right, enlarged,
right.
Get his magnifying glass out.
But he could have.
And it would have been like 3 weeks later versus, right. You know, 20 minutes later.
But assuming we had the technology 20, 30 years ago, same thing. I mean, it wouldn't be as creepy, but we have morphed. The culture has changed a little bit. So I think whether or not she's experienced it before and the times makes a big difference. Yeah. That's just what I think.
Here's another message from Gabby that came in when we first started talking about this. It's an interesting spin. Gabby says, $10 says he was ugly or not her type.
Oh,
I guarantee
God,
you,
Gabby.
If he looked like Bradley Cooper, she would have bolted down the trail to find him. That's why she blocked him. He was fugly, as Gabby puts it.
Gabby,
Well, that's kind of a legit argument.
No, it's not.
Maybe it was just not her type, you know, and he wasn't attractive.
I don't want to go down that path.
Hey, well, that's as good of a reason as any of these other ones.
Well, maybe.
She's like, ugh.
Let's go to the phones. Leslie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good.
So we think this is an interesting story. What do you think?
I think it's okay. I mean, I think if she's going to allow him to take a picture of the dog to begin with, then obviously if it was weird from the beginning, then
I mean, yeah, that's kind of weird right off the bat, you know, taking
Why?
Right.
You don't just take pictures of people's dogs.
Yeah, can I have a picture of your dog? And she said, okay, so whatever.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
I have a friend that I met over 20 years ago and literally walked by me with some chili cheese fries. And I was like, those look good. And he's like, you want one? And we dated for a minute, basically. And he's been basically friends with my family for over 20 years now.
All because of chili cheese fries.
Mm.
All because of chili cheese fries.
That's fantastic. See, you got a story out of it.
Making me want to hit on you right now.
Give me some of those fries.
Leslie, thank you for the call. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, you guys. I love listening to you guys.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
We love you back. And we don't care who knows. Mm. Myra, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Braves.
Morning.
So this woman in North Carolina, Tim, was that the right move or no?
I'd like to kind of explore the idea that maybe it was unintentional. I mean, I've taken pictures of other people's dogs if they're really unique. And then I go home and I show my family and I'm like, check out this dog I saw. I've never seen anything like it before. So maybe it was like that. And then they were like, hey, look, their phone number's on there. Oh, she was kind of cute. Yeah, maybe I can get a hold of her.
I'm going to go for
maybe
it.
Maybe it was an afterthought.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're on the spot, if you're standing there and somebody's like, can I take a picture of your dog? What are you going to say? No.
Yeah,
no.
That's why when that came up a couple of minutes ago, and people said, "Who takes pictures of that?" How do you say no?
Nobody's going to stand there and be like, "No."
You know?
I mean, they might if it's a common dog, but if it's an unusual dog, I'd be like, "Yeah, sure, you don't get to see this dog very often." Or, you know, hey, I want to go home and show my kids. Maybe he's got kids he wants to show, even if he's not in a relationship. But
you know, Myra, I still think it comes. It still to me comes down to what happens next. I mean, if he doesn't back off, then we know he's a creep.
Yeah.
But if he says, look, I'm sorry, I just wanted to see if you wanted to grab coffee, but, you know,
this is completely innocent, you know, yeah.
Or like you said, too, before, how he kind of starts the conversation, the text, hey, I'm really sorry, this might sound awkward, but I didn't really...
Yeah, you got to start it with an apology instantly.
Yeah, I thought that was a good point Jer made, too. That's good. Myra, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for over 20 years. I love you guys.
Oh,
thank
my
you
gosh.
So awesome.
My God, 20 years. Well, we're in love with you, too.
You guys used to sign books at Walgreens. I was there. I just love you guys.
Goodness. Can we have your phone number so we can text you later?
It won't get creepy, we promise.
Promise.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Now call often. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple of more. Hi, Crystal. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think it's creepy. And you know who else was nice and charming? Ted Bundy.
Oh, boy.
Well, now that's not fair.
You don't know.
That's not fair. So now suddenly every nice and charming guy is a serial killer.
Well, you never know. You never know which ones are it.
Listen, you're right. You don't know.
Then how are you ever going to go out with anybody?
Correct. That's the point.
I've been married for 16 years. I'm good.
Okay, I know. But how did you know? Did you find your husband charming when you went out?
No, we were friends first.
Right. But there was still a spark. I mean, come on.
You're avoiding my point. Yeah. But I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
Bye,
thank
Crystal.
You, Crystal. Crystal says it's creepy. Brianna, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
So it wouldn't be, so totally creepy if you would have asked her for her phone number. But the way that he did it kind of makes it uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah, and that was our point. Like, I so wish he had just asked her. But again... In his defense, I have been in that situation before where I didn't ask for a number and I was kicking myself afterwards.
Yeah.
But her address is probably on there as well. Like, that's kind of like an invasion of privacy almost.
Well, it is. Yeah, we touched on that a little bit. It is an invasion.
But I'm saying, is the home address on there? I've never seen
that. Some of them are. Yeah, yeah.
I've only seen phone numbers.
Yeah, you can do both.
So,
well,
I don't know. I just feel like the way he went about it, like if you would have asked her, that would have been like, oh, yeah, sure, you know, because then she has the option to say yes or no. I want to give you my number.
But it's scary talking to girls sometimes.
I guess.
Now, he had some time to think about it.
So just for the record, Brianna.
Yes.
If you don't ask for the number, but you've got a way, you do have the number. Then you can never call the person.
True.
Man,
but I understand, like, I get what, like, you know, he was kind of scared and, like, wanted to, like, talk to her and stuff, but, like, I feel like he should have done it differently, and it wouldn't have come across probably so creepy to her.
We know that, but you can't go back in time, so now that he does have the number, you know, all he can do is either act or not act.
And he wanted to act. He was making a move.
Well, and good for him for acting. I mean, at least he, like, you know, kind of took a chance there.
Yeah. It's tough. Man, sometimes it's tough. I'm so glad you called us. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
We're so out of time, but Josh is saying that we want to take Justin's call.
All right.
Justin, if I put you on, I can only give you like 30 seconds max. What do you want to tell us?
Okay. I just wanted to say that in my past, I did something similar. I used to work in a grocery store. I saw someone that I thought was kind of cute. So they were going to the service desk, and I went and hunted down the number and gave that person a text, and we hung out and had a good time for an evening, you know, and it really wasn't a big deal.
Oh, wow. What was your, like, opening text, the opening line?
You know, this was like 10 or 15 years ago.
Okay.
I really don't even remember. I imagine I probably would have said, you know, I hope you don't find this kind of weird, but, you know, I thought you were attractive.
Yeah.
Because
this is even more weird than
the store.
This is weirder than the dog guy. You didn't even meet her.
I think what you did was creepier than the phone number on the dog.
Absolutely. But it worked.
It worked out for you.
It
worked.
It did, and I'm not a creeper at all. Like, I mean,
we don't know.
Married now. And,
yeah, but wait a minute.
Life is good.
But how many creepers raise their hand and say, "Hi, I'm a creeper"? I mean,
big time creeper. Hey,
right? No,
I'm not exactly sure how many creepers would be calling you and be like, "Hey,
are you kidding?
Our email's full of them.
Come check our email and Facebook messages, dude.
Creeper.com. That's our new website.
But we kind of like it. I mean, because a lot of times the creepers who write to us, they provide us with some pretty good material.
Well, that's funny.
What do you think what Justin did? Went to the service desk at the
grocery store. I don't like that at all. That's shady.
What if you're the person working at the service desk and some guy walks over and says, "Hey,
that woman,
that customer
was just here.
Who was just here, give me her information."
You could be an accomplice.
Yeah. I'm not giving that information out.
No. Not even to creepy Justin.
You probably slid a $10 bill across the table.
Here's an Abe Lincoln for you.
Well, you know, Justin said he's not a creeper.
I trust him. I believe him.
I bet Ted Bundy said he wasn't a creeper, too. We got a Ted Bundy reference this morning.
That's good.
That's been a while.